All right, everybody, welcome, welcome. It is another Toolbox Tuesday.
Yeah, we got a very timely for our practice topics today about excuses, and we all have them.
Yes.
We all make
Yes,
them.
yes, yes. Yes, we do. If you've not been with us before, on Tuesdays in our practices, we have our huddles called Toolbox Tuesday, where we pick one of the tools that we have in our resource library and review it. What does it mean? What are our action items to make sure that everyone on our team is on the same page? So this week we are talking about what is an explanation for a situation and what is an excuse for a situation because they are very different.
Yeah. And I think it's the reason you tell one and the kind of the backstory, which we'll get into a little bit too. So.
Yeah, so for a little bit of context in our practices, if we have something that doesn't go perfectly according to plan, we call it a break in our pathway. And we do debriefs or postmortem. I know that that sounds a little bit morbid when some of these things happen, but hey, this was a situation that happened. What could we have done to improve this situation? And what can we do next time to make sure that the same thing doesn't happen again? When we open up that can of worms, a lot of times we are flooded with excuses for why XYZ happened throughout the course of the day. And this can come from team, this can come from our doctors also, right? I mean, how many times have we heard from our doctors, the patient had a lot of saliva, or they had the tongue that was the Kraken. Well, you still have to do the prep on that patient. I'm sorry that the tongue was the Kraken. Stand and speak to that, I know.
Yeah, it's a different mindset between finding a reason to not get it done and then finding a reason to get it done. It's kind of what it boils down to a little bit. And excuses are reasons that you can't get something done. And this is what I mean by we all have them. If you can't get something done, you're going to look for a reason that's not yourself for that, for why you didn't get something done. And I think what we see a lot of times with our doctors and our team is the inflection point where things really start to become efficient and they really start to be successful is when they figure out a way to get things done. The excuses kind of go by the wayside a little bit. They're not looking for ways to not, or reasons to not do something, but they're looking for reasons or ways just to get things done and not even worry about some of the other issues that are going on. And we all have issues. You're always going to have a problem. You're always going to have a upset patient. You're always going to have a difficult patient to work on. That's day to day. That's always going to be there. We can't work on perfect people. We can't work on type-it-ons all day long, right? And we can't work with, we can't have our team members say exactly what we want them to say all the time. We're always going to have things that can affect our day to day. And if we stop making excuses for that, that's when the change really happens.
Well, it boils down to, are you making an excuse to not do your job? And that's really, really what it boils down to. And we focus on making sure we have as much support for our team members as possible. And Sten and I really started this program and building out our resources. A lot of it came from being in situations where you didn't have that. I've been on the other side of that, where I've been a team member, literally just thrown in to a situation without any guidance, any support, anything to fall back on. And you just had to figure it out. And it was sink or swim. And if you didn't, get out, right? And that's not, on the one hand, the mentality that we want to have about things, but there does need to be an accountability factor here. We are healthcare providers. So this is not just, and I'm not demeaning anybody's job by any stretch of the imagination, but this is not just, I packed a box and it wasn't correct, so I have to repack it. We're working on live people, as Sten said. So there's a little bit more importance to it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what are
So,
some examples? Yeah, Jennifer can get into that too.
yeah, so it starts with controlling the day. These are real time, as in the last hour, examples that have happened in our practices, right? Patient's not prepared to pay for a visit. So we have this whole cloud going on at the front office, right? Patient doesn't want to pay for their copay. Like we've talked about in some of our prior Toolbox Tuesdays with our sound offs, we give our patients financial estimates with their treatment plan at the time of scheduling. We have all of our financial policies laid out for them. We confirm it with them when we're confirming appointments. So if a patient comes in and they said, "I didn't know that I had to pay today," we need to look at ourselves. Where did that break down in the process? Now, yes, there will always be the Karens of the world who are trying to see if they can get away with something. But if any of our patients walk in and they say, "I didn't know I was going to have to pay today," that's a red flag that something really went awry in the system there. So a couple of questions that I go back to the team with, because I am not going to just accept that patient, in air quotes, just didn't want to pay. They didn't want to pay, so I didn't know what else to do. So I asked the questions back. Did we review the financial obligations with them at the time of scheduling? Did we confirm that they were ready to go with finances at confirmation? Did we help them with financing when they walked in the door? Okay. Do you have a check? Do you have a credit card? Did we ask one more question? Just like we talk about with our doctors and their exams, you can ask one more question and find out a lot of information of where a patient is. What did we do to try to assist with that situation? And we have a double check. We have a verification at the time of check-in, and we have a verification at the time of checkout. So if for some reason we miss someone at the time of check-in, we better make sure that we're getting it at the time of checkout. All of those steps along the way are within our control, and it makes it a lot harder to come back and say there was nothing we could have done with that situation.
Right, right. And there's always something we could have done. That's not to say that it's always going to work. There's always going to be things that, but if you do everything in your power to do it, to try to save a case or try to figure it out without breaking the protocols, I think that's kind of the main one. Because it's very easy to say, yeah, I don't want to pay. Okay, we'll just get it later. That doesn't work in our practice. And we learned the hard way, I think, as a lot of other people did, that we can't afford to have an AR that's over 30%, quite frankly. And we know 1 month of production AR just doesn't work for us. And we're hardcore with our billing with things like this. And there's a reason for that. And if that's why we have so many checkpoints, we have so many opportunities for the patient and for the team to do what they're supposed to do in these situations. And it just, you know, anything beyond getting it done turns into an excuse, and it becomes very, very obvious when we have so many opportunities, especially that's, you know, when things are so laid out and so ironclad.
Right. Another issue that we have struggled with, that I'm sure you guys struggle with also, is tardiness, right? That you have a time when you expect team members to show up, and then you have the time that they actually will show up. And so I have in air quotes, I don't know about you guys and what the excuses are that you get. For us, it's always traffic. It's always traffic. Okay. Now, to put in context, we are not practicing in the middle of downtown Los Angeles. Okay. Yes, there is traffic that happens sometimes, but even with commuting, really? We're not in gridlock for hours and hours at a time. It's traffic. It's always traffic. So, okay, you had traffic. Did the team members who were coming from the exact same direction as you and had the exact same distance to commute, did they manage to arrive at work on time? Were you all on the same street? Or were you just hitting the snooze on Netflix five times or hitting the snooze button because you watched Netflix last night and now you can't get up in the morning, right? I half joke, but half not. I'll throw it out there sometimes. Hey, you all need to finish your weekend celebrations at noon on Sunday, because we were in a time period where Monday morning came around and everybody's calling out sick, right? So we actually started tying our, we call it our profit sharing, but it's our bonus plan to tardiness. And yes, things happen. We give everybody a pass once during the week if there is truly something that happened that's out of your control. But beyond that, you need to figure it out. And this was suggested to us, actually, we heard at a conference years ago, so that you tie it to bonus and magically all of the traffic disappears. Magically, there's not a flat tire every other day, you know, the amount of flat tires that have happened in these practices. So yes, we joke about it, but we need our team on time, you know, and it's also, you are on time and you're ready to work. You know, this came up with our doctors a couple months back where they said, well, I wasn't able, literally had a doctor say to me, I wasn't able to start my procedure on time. Okay, this was their excuse for me as to why they did not finish their production on time. I wasn't able to start my production on time because my assistant ran across the street to 7-Eleven to get breakfast.
Yes.
Excuse me, what? Are you actually saying to me right now, are you serious? And you said that was okay, that you weren't expecting them in the chair. Friends, what are we doing here?
That gets back to the nice versus kind that we talked about yes. A couple weeks ago too. But yeah, it's when things are important, the excuses go away, right? You find a way to get it done. And so it's kind of, and a little bit of that is on the leadership team and the doctor's team. Is to let people know and really communicate that message very clearly about what is important and why it's important. Because if they prioritize something, they will get it done. And we've seen that time and time again. If something's tied to bonus, if something's tied to their paycheck, if something's tied to their moving up the ladder on you know in the business for promotion or whatever it is, they figure out a way. you don't have excuses. You start to the workshops that you have, what Jennifer has with people, start to have more conversations about how do I get this done instead of this is the reason I didn't get it done. Right.
Well, and this, the third example, again, I have this is something that we talk about almost daily is if something was missing, from an auth or we had to run out, and it's, well, the assistant before me didn't set it up properly or, it wasn't on the tray when I got in the auth. No one is trying to sabotage anyone in our practices. We've talked about this with our Monday mindset minutes that no one's trying to do a bad job here. Okay? But we also have two sets of eyes on everything. So if you're in the auth, it's your responsibility to do a check before the doctor comes in or while the doctor's doing their initial chitter chatter. Make sure that everything is there and anticipate the next step so that we don't find out the etch is missing from the tray right when a doctor asks for it. Right. And if something is missing and we're consistently missing it, okay, did you double check on that before you started the procedure? Did you use your cheat sheet for this? You guys have seen through a bunch of our Toolbox Tuesdays now, we have a cheat sheet for everything. For every procedure that is a checklist that is meant to be used in the op so that they can literally go down the checklist. I know for a fact they didn't use the cheat sheet because if they did, they would have seen etch, check, that's in the op. They didn't check it. So there is responsible for that as the assistant who didn't check it, who set up the tray before them. And you can't go to a doctor and say, well, assistant, whoever didn't set up this tray properly for me, that's not going to work. The doctor needs the etch when they need the etch. Yeah, so again, the real point of this is putting it back on the team of, okay, XYZ happened. What are we going to do to control it the next time around? Something that is truly out of your control. If there really is an accident on the freeway and the freeways are closed, your patients probably aren't getting to you either. So that might be something that's out of your control. But even like a patient running tardy for their own appointment, we qualify that, right? If a patient says, I'm going to be late, what does that mean? How many minutes are we talking about here? It's not, well, they're just going to show up whenever they can show up, but is it going to be 5? Is it going to be 10? Okay, we might anticipate there's going to be a patient late. A patient who's 5 or 10 minutes late shouldn't throw off the course of your entire day. There's more that happened there than if that threw off the course of your day. So putting those things into perspective, because ultimately we do not want our team excusing away their responsibility and their accountability for all of these things. It gets back to how much of our day can we truly control? And it's a lot more than you think.
A lot more than you think. And I think that's where that was a kind of a big aha for me, and definitely when I see it in our doctors and our team members. But when they realize that they're not just showing up and seeing what happens, things change big time. When they realize how much control they have over not just what they do, but what their team does and how they react to things and how that affects the flow of the day or how that affects their demeanor or their mood or their, different emotional state throughout the day. Their happiness at work, quite frankly, that's a big shift. And I think having that control and not having that victim mentality when you show up every day, like, oh, is this going to be a crazy day? Is this going to be a nuts day? Are we just going to be, hair on fire, running down the halls, roller skates on? It just that's just not a good mentality to have, because what happens is that becomes a little bit of a culture where every day is a bad day or is a busy day. Busy's good. Busy means we're hitting bonus. Busy means we're doing a lot of work. Busy means we have a lot of patients that want our services. That should be a good thing, right? It's the slow days that should slow us down. And I think, when we're looking forward to those slow days, that something's off. Something's off, and we're looking for ways to kind of tackle those busy days as a team and use the tools that we've been taught to not make excuses but get things done. That is the big shift.
Well, there's a difference between busy and chaos,
Right,
right?
right.
And when we're bringing chaos upon ourselves, yes, there's going to be a patient who comes in who's unhappy about something. And again, we have scripting about that. Just like the patient that's also 5 or 10 minutes late, that one patient who's upset about something shouldn't destroy your day. Because if we're trying to achieve this box of perfection where everything goes perfectly according to plan, every patient comes in and it's rainbows and butterflies, that's not a recipe for success for anyone. That might day might come once every 6 months. That's not reality every single day. And you can't hinge your happiness in the workplace on that. And that gets back to the victim mentality. We've talked about before, statistically now, employees are changing jobs every 1.8 years because they are always looking for the grass being greener on the other side. And this is so stressful. I can't handle this. So I'm going to go to the next office. that you're going to have the same issues. You're not going to have any, if you're not leaving for work on time, you're still going to be late every day. That's not going to go away. That is going to follow you. So does it reverse it 100%? No, but we're going to call out what the reality is of the situation to try to make them realize it and do everything we can to say like, hey, you are a participant here. Like we talk about all the time. You guys are not here to just be decorations in the corner. You are an active participant. We're asking for your input. We're asking for your feedback. We're putting our best foot forward for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And anytime anyone says it's out of my control, that's something to kind of, because if that becomes a deep-seated mentality, it might not be a situation where that works. Right. Because that becomes a crew versus cargo situation. That's someone that your team is going to have to carry instead of someone that's actually going to row. And we really need to make sure that mentality stays out of our team and our doctors too, and ourselves no one's immune from it. It happens to me, happens to Jennifer. I know, and it happens all the time, but we need to be aware of it enough that we don't let it happen too long and we don't let it affect things.
And the doctors really set the example for this from a clinical standpoint. You know, we've talked with them a lot about you're going to have the clinical case that's really tough, right? You're going to have that root tip that you are chipping away at for a half an hour and you're stressed out and they can feel it from you, right? The more, yes, everyone has a moment. We talk about shake it off is one of our pathwayisms. If you need to go take a minute and reset yourself, right? It's not the next patient's fault that your first surgery case was extremely difficult. But the more your team sees that you also bounce back from these things, you're not going to let that one case ruin your whole day. And oh my gosh, I can't believe that root tip was so difficult. It's going to happen, right? So, hey, we move past it. New patient, ready to go on to the next thing. They're going to take your lead on that. Like we talk about chaos being contagious. If they feel you unraveling, all of a sudden everything is wrong and everyone is unraveling. And we got to regroup to make sure that we can finish out our day.
Yeah. Yeah. They will definitely mirror the emotions of their leaders. There's no doubt about that.
So make sure we're distilling down an excuse versus a true explanation. What parts of our day can we truly control? And we say we control everything that we possibly can, like a mother, right? We're going to control everything that we can to the best of our ability and not saying that the day is just out of our control. We're not going to allow people to just have that victim mentality. That's not good for any of us.
Yep.
Well, we will be back for Toolbox Tuesday again next week. We'll have another topic ready to go. We're going to be focusing on culture here for the next few weeks. If you would like to connect with us, hear more about our private client options, we have our email available, connect@pathwaydentalsolutions.com. Our website is Pathway Dental Solutions, and we are on all of the social media platforms. So feel free to reach out and we would be happy to help you.